The energy price problem on the gasolines, that oil side, prices went from $20 a barrel at the worst of COVID, March, April, roughly, and negative for some days on the spot market, up to $120 a barrel over about a year and a half, 2 year period. That consistent increase in the price of oil, that's what drove energy inflation primarily. Now, on top of that, there's natural gas issues, which are also, natural gas prices have generally risen. They've come down of late, but they've generally risen as well because of the Russian cutoff of the Nord Stream pipeline that never really got going, and the Russians cutting off, now Nord Stream 2, but the cutting off of Nord Stream. So the Europeans are starved for natural gas. So the Americans now are selling more gas, liquefying it and shipping it across to Rotterdam and so on. So the Americans are selling more. The Europeans need more desperately. A main source of natural gas, the Russians are cut off a large extent. So natural gas prices aren't going to come down to that $2 and $3 per million BTU price anytime soon. I think we're going to be living with a $5, $6 price of natural gas. It's going to come down from 9 or 10 or 8 or 9 where it was. But we're not going back there because the global demand is much stronger than it was, and Russia's largely cut off.